Editor's note. This article originally appeared on the Trillium, a new village media website devoted exclusively to covering provincial politics at Queen's Park. The new $10 a day child care program has the potential to boost the participation of Ontario women in the labor market, according to a new report, but mothers are still paying a significant earnings penalty that cheaper child care fees aren't expected to solve. The Financial Accountability Office, FAO, analyzed economic trends for women and the potential impact of the federal-provincial child care deal in Ontario. It's the first report from the office since the departure of Peter Weltman, whose appointment was not renewed by the legislature. What we found was women have made significant progress regarding labor market participation and wages, but still face challenges, particularly around the motherhood penalty, said Acting Financial Accountability Officer Jeffrey Novak, at a press conference Tuesday. The FAO found that the gap in overall labor market participation between men and women has narrowed since the 1970s but remains for mothers. If the $10 a day child care program is implemented as planned, it could tighten the gap further, adding roughly 50,000 to nearly 100,000 more women to Ontario's labor force over the next 4 years. However, the FAO noted key challenges to the program that could prevent that: inadequate funding, a lack of child care spaces, a shortage of qualified early childhood educators, and any future changes to parental leave benefits. The gender participation rate gap for men and women without young children has almost closed, but is still wide for parents, the FAO found. Note: labor force participation rate gap is shown for core age group, 25 to 54 years. Source: Statistics Canada and FAO. Education Minister Stephen Lecce said the province's agreement with the federal government acknowledges that federal funding for the child care program won't meet the expected demand for spaces and includes a commitment to conduct an audit to see how much additional funding and spaces will be needed to meet the demand, with Ontario hoping that will convince the federal government to pay more. "We'll continue to work collaboratively with the federal government to make the case for more investment so that we can meet the needs of more moms and dads in Ontario, and frankly, get more women working in the economy," Lecce said. While increased labor force participation from subsidized childcare could be beneficial for the women who join the workforce and for the country's macroeconomic health, it doesn't carry the same benefits for individual mothers' earnings, the FAO found. By comparing outcomes in Ontario and Quebec after that province introduced a similar childcare plan in 1997, the FAO found that while subsidized childcare significantly boosted women's participation in the labor force, it only modestly improved mothers' earnings. Mothers in both provinces faced motherhood penalties for 2 years before returning to pre-childbirth earnings. However, 5 years after childbirth, Quebec mothers earned 23% more than they did pre-childbirth, larger than the 18% increase for Ontario mothers, the FAO found. The FAO also noted that women have been giving birth later, and older mothers tend to experience less earning loss than younger mothers. Mothers in Ontario and Quebec experience similar short-term earnings losses, the FAO found. Note: year T1 is the year prior to childbirth, and year T is the year of childbirth. Source: Statistics Canada and FAO. The FAO looked at Ontario's gender wage ratio, which measures how much women earn per hour relative to men, finding it's been stuck at around 87 cents for the past decade, and it persists across all age groups and occupations. It found about 2 cents as attributable to the occupations women work in, while the other 11 cents is due to wage inequality within occupations, which could be due to gender-based wage discrimination, or women's selection of less demanding or more flexible work to accommodate family or caregiving responsibilities, among other factors.